Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Friday night party sexy time with your host, Vince in the Bay. That is me. Give me a call at 1-347-826-7667. Things are already cracking in the chat room. I want to thank Lady Slugga, Damn Radio, The Sandman, and Scholar Script for getting things kicked off in the chat room. Feel free to join me on the air here. It's always nice when Lady Slugga calls in. Hopefully she'll be able to grace us with her sexiness at some point on the air. Whenever you feel like dialing in, honey, the number is 1-347-826-7667. I'm looking for a co-host for the first hour right now. If somebody wants to call in and help co-host this hour, we're taking applications. And you can call us at 347-826-7667 to co-host this first hour. And then hopefully Lady Slugga will join us in the second hour. I don't know. Or maybe she will. Who knows? not enough. There's no limit to the amount of sexiness we can have on the program tonight, kids. I want to thank everybody for joining me from the Mrs. PG Show sidebar, which started off interestingly. It was started off being guest hosted by VMAC, and I came through, and I was kind of like his little sideman, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Miss PG calls in and hijacks the show back from VMAC. So that was kind of interesting. I was witness to that. I bared witness to that little interplay. It's okay. Everything worked out. And it turned out to be a fantastic sidebar, as per usual. And I want to thank Mrs. PG, the one and only, for joining me. Lady Slugga says she's scared of me. Why? Baby, come on. I'm gentle. I really am. I'll go slow. I'll be extra careful. Don't worry. Anywho, So I got sidetracked there. So I'm trying to upload this Baraka Flaka audio. It's taking a while here, but I want to have that. I want to play that in a little bit. Just play the audio from it. Monster, that should be illegal. You know what should be illegal? A lot of things, Lady Slugga. But they aren't necessarily illegal. They're just dangerous. They shouldn't be illegal. They should just be marked dangerous. But I'll tell you what should be marked dangerous. If you get the, what was it? The GDP. That's where it's at. That should be illegal. Granddaddy Purple. Knock your socks off. You'll be in a coma for like 4 hours. It's ridiculous. Anyways, ladies, give me a call. Why resist it? Give in to temptation. Give me a call at 347-826-7667. Plenty of talking to talk about. I don't know what should be illegal, though. She just monster. That should be illegal. I don't know. Anywho, I guess I'm going to go into some music here. I'm going to try to get warmed up here. And I invite you to join me here. 347-826-7667. It is your Friday night party sexy time show. Join me in the sexiness, if you will. I can't do it alone, folks. I am pretty sexy of myself, but the show can only go so far with just my sexiness alone. So join me on the air. We'll realize your wildest fantasies right here on the air and in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com. So the glory rolls on with some music of sorts. Trying to figure out what I want to do to keep the party going here. Let's enter the Gypsy Funk Disco. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just arrived at the Gypsy Funk Disco. Disco. Gypsy Funk Disco.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the abrupt ending of songs. That was Gypsy Phonic Disco. It abruptly ends there because it's the first track off of basically a concept record. It's gypsy music mashed up with New Orleans bounce music. And that was Big Frida mixed up with Amsterdam Klezmer Band. It's a tight track. It's all the brainchild of one Ben Elman, the saxophone player for Galactic. This is his side project. It's like he does it in the guise of a DJ. He does a DJ set where he just mashes up stuff like that. So his whole record's like that, but it just flows. It's like one long mixtape. You can download it. If you could probably just Google it, Gypsy Phonic Disco. And I think it's on his blog. You can download it for free either as one big track or like 15 individual or 10 individual tracks, which obviously I picked that. Anywho, we're going to go to the phone lines here. We got somebody representing the 411. I'm sorry, the 414, my bad. Identify yourself, 414.
What's up, man? Hey, I got a way to make one of them ladies call in. I got a perfect way that I know PG and Slugger. Hey man, how about those Raiders and those games, those NFL games?
I don't really want to talk about the Raiders. The Raiders got fucking destroyed by the Niners. So embarrassing. I mean, we still have a better record than the Niners, but they hadn't won a game up until then. It was like a chance to prove the Raiders were like legit, and they just fucking croaked.
What is wrong with the Raiders, man? I mean, like, it seems like they got all the young pieces. They got a halfway decent experienced quarterback.
You know what it is? It's like North Korea. When are they going to get their shit together? When fucking Kim Jong-il keels over, probably.
Yeah. It's like...
When is Venezuela going to get redemption, right? When fucking Chavez is done.
Yeah.
That's what's going on with the Raiders. Yeah, he's a dictator. He does it his way or the highway. And his way is like a long way from where we are in this century.
That's true. Because you think about it. Them... Cincinnati and St. Louis been drafting like defensive players and good offensive players like for the past 5 or 6 years, and it's showing with like the Cincinnati's here and there, and even with St. Louis, man. I mean, once Sam Bradford's gonna be the real deal, you know what I'm saying? And once he gets some players and stuff around him, man, and that defense, they young, and it's the same with Oakland. They've been drafting on defense. They got some good people, some players, man, some pieces, and. Just don't get it. Like he says, the guy has to be Al Davis. Can't be nothing else but.
Lady Slugga is talking about getting pinned in the chat room. What am I missing?
I see.
What the fuck is going on in there?
I mean, what are we missing?
Wait, I got to catch up here. She said, Lady's talking about her boobs are my nips, babies, nips, bee stings. Really? Wow. PG got them all. Nibble the nipples. Whoa. Lady Slugga says, I like to get pinned. Push around, choked out, you know. Whoa, she likes it rough. She's naughty.
Yeah.
Lady Slugga, you got to call in and be naughty with us here on the air.
Yeah. Big plan. They want to keep it in the chat room. That's wrong and selfish.
Oh, just keep... Come on, let's take it to the next level, baby. Bring it on the air. Tell us about those... How you like to get pinned. I don't really... Pinned doesn't like... Just the guy, like, grabs your wrists and holds you down while you... Or you want to get, like... You're just, like, into wrestling or something. I don't know. What do you expect, PG? Of course we're nasty. Because we don't... There's no filter here. is real. That's why there's only two chicks listening right now. All right, so I'm going to go to another track here. This is a new track from this, I don't know if you've ever heard of Zion Eye. There's this crew out here in Oakland called Zion Eye, and the MC from that project's got his own little side project called The Burners, and this is a track off their new release called The Burners.
Burner!
You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern. I'm hot as a toast. Don't get scorched in the turning. The mind of a hacker. I quarterback sack. Your middle linebackers. I leave the blitz back. Game cold like the Packers. School face rapper. Still get my dappers from shorty here rapper. I'm known as a zombie. Blah, blah. With the auger, it's hard and I arm a car. And I flow like denial. Creators of style. Haters taste good like Pico de Gallo. Ain't nothing can't save me. Sick in the brain. And the click, click, to flip. All I'm spitting is flame. And you better get retarded. You're written is lame. You're now tuned to the burning. You crew don't concern us. I'm high as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. Call red truckers. It's bound to be ruckus. We ride in the streets. We some wild motherfuckers. A shout for the battle. Can't live like cattle. I rouse for the rabble. Flip verbs like Scrabble. And rattle and trunker. Storm through the bunker. I'm chilling like a monk. General and chief punker. We fight like in Ganga. So run like a Sada. Shakur, are you sure? More monkey danga. Move like Shata. Boy, get proper. I dropped on the net cause CDs be caca. Rep for the set like I'm Zulu Shaka. You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. They blowed up the levee to try to move me out of. I'm deep like magma. You offer that powder. My style couldn't cower. I grow by the hour and win like Belichick. My tech leaves them sour. They can't stop dissing. My militant slick get them. Slaves to the rhythm, I sit them and hit prison. So call me up, do me the data when you need it. I'm lacing up the crew, all you get weeded. We pass another Dutchie on the left hand side. Then we pass another Dutchie on the right hand side. Cause the team undefeated at the whole worldwide. You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the burning.
This is a sort of not strictly folk music. It's more of a folk and bee.
Folk and bee jam.
Right, okay. Right.
Flight to, business time.
Flight to the Conchords.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we're going to make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, huh? So you're not too tired? Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time. That's what you mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business, it's business time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We go brush our teeth, that's all part of it, that's foreplay. You go sort out the recycling, that's not part of it, but it's still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly, baggy t-shirt from that team-building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you. Oh, wah, 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 wah. I take off my trousers, and trip over them, but I turn it into a little dance that makes you think, yum, he's very sexy. Now I'm down to just my socks, and you know, when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is, it's time for business, it's business time. You know when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time, they're business socks.
It's business, it's business time.
Ooh, yeah. Making love for, making love for two, making love for 2 minutes. That's right, almost finished. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You say something like, is that it? But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, that's it. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, but I'm quite sleepy. Hours are over.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh yeah, it's business time, and I'm back. I want to thank VMAC for stopping through there. I appreciate everybody chopping it up in the chat room here. I'm glad that we're all talking about butt plugs and vibrating cock rings. Vibrating cock rings. Lady Slugga says, what would you do if a chick touched your butthole? Well, Slugga, I actually confess I have had a chick touch my butthole. And I told her, sorry, no. I clenched up, like everything just retracted. I think I lost my heart on too, like instantly. It just retracted, recoiled. It was horrible. I think I actually went into the fetal position. I don't know what happened. It just, I blanked out. It's terrible. But thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Vibrating cock ring, great. Miss PG's, of course, pimping platinum pleasure. I guess we might as well put that on there. Sextoyfund.com/platinumpleasure. Help out Mrs. PG, and also check her out at inthebuilding.com. I'm sorry, inthebuilding.ning.com. Anywho, thanks to Sandman, Damn Radio, Lady Slugga, and Mrs. PG for hanging out with me. If you guys want to come through the CUM, feel free to do so. You can also call me on the telephone here on Blog Talk Radio. That's the beauty of these internet radio shows. You can call into them, and the number here is 347-826-7667. Come on, ladies. Let's get your Friday night party sexy time going here. Bring it on, women. Well, I guess I'll go into some more music here. What? We got to keep the party rolling here. You know, I can't. What car party wouldn't be complete without slapping some Mac Dre right here on your Friday night party sexy time? Give me a call, 1-347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mac Dre. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Wait a minute, boy. Wait a minute.
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. These Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
you. And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green. In the pen, I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your niggity, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and jits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into jewels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay, but Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
do. Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
Radio, give me a call, 347-826-667. And Mac Dre. That's right, we're representing the Bay and the West Coast, basically, tonight. That's what we do. My name is Vincent the Bay, and I'll say that for nothing. I mix it up. I play different stuff, but definitely like to keep the West Coast highlighted because there's so much amazing talent that is all over the West Coast. It's amazing. All over this country, really. There's some amazing musicians that you don't even hear about, take for granted. Anywho, I want to thank my chatters. Doing a little chitty chat in the room. Everybody's getting pretty nasty in the chat room. I like it. I is actually what I should be saying. Lady Slugga, the Sandman, Damn Radio, Mrs. TG, and Wheelock, thank you for joining us. Lady Slugga is getting very, very naughty in the chat room, and I feel like I'm missing out. I really hope Lady Slugga will... she's talking about baby oil now. Lady Slugga, you got to come in and narrate this for us. Tell us about bringing the May out. No, it's not me. Oh, my Lord. Let's go to the phone lines here. 414, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there. Who's that?
It is I, Miss Peachy. My Plunk and player's not working, so I am here to say hi, everybody.
Excellent. Lady Slugga wants me to bring the mayo.
Oh, that's
what does that mean? She wants me to, like, squirt in her face or something? What is she wants me to, like...
Yeah, she's nasty like that.
She like it on... What does she prefer, on the face or on the tits?
She said face. Just wash your eyes.
She wants it in her eye?
No, she doesn't want it in her eye. She would take it on the face, but not in the eye.
What do you prefer, PG? Face or tits?
Neither.
I'm ready to swallow.
Besides your condom, where it belongs.
Well, no, like, you keep the condom on while you're inside, but then when you explode, you can just, like, do it on the on your tits or do it on your face, you know, or in your mouth.
Ever there. That's a never.
I'm just saying, there's options.
Inside the condom where it belongs.
Okay, fine. Do that way.
Now, see, I was being paid for this phone call. You could have had me say whatever you wanted me to say.
Yeah, sure. Likely story. Oh, Lord, we have another caller from the 814 this time. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
814 is Lady Slugger. And I want to know what kind of computer you're on that you don't see what everybody else is typing, but you see what I type. Like, I'm answering back what you're saying, damn it. What the fuck? Why do I get signaled out?
Oh, my God. This is a Slugger.
So your font is your font is big.
But really, what kind of, I'm on a laptop. My screen's not real big, so I mean, how do you not see what everybody else is writing? You only see what I'm writing.
Because I'm laying down in bed, and the screen's like about 15 feet away, and all I can see is in real big print, Lady Slugga.
Oh.
And Damn Radio. And Damn Radio
away?
Too. I have no idea what Sandman's saying. I have no clue what he's saying. It's way too small.
Okay, well, people that are listening in and aren't at the computer, the last thing that Sandman said was, after you come, I climb on top of you and slide up inside you. Looking you eye to eye, I pump in and out of you completely, pull my dick out and slowly push it back inside. Now, I could answer that. I mean, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing me answering little innuendos to what he's saying and PG are saying to each other.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So, yeah, this is the rated X version of BTR, people that are down there in the listeners panel. And
yeah,
wow,
join the party. Join the party. It's 347-826-7667. If we have to, it's just going to have to be me and the ladies, I guess. If nobody else wants to join in, I guess we'll just have to be the three of us.
Like I said, you could see
what the make deal.
You could see what Wheelock wrote, I hope, right? Because it's bigger than my shit that I put in there, damn it. He said it's poetry night.
What?
What? Reba, stop talking perverted and writing it so small. Write it bigger so everybody else can enjoy what you're saying.
He's like, I'll write this up.
Now, Reaper said, you want more?
I'm
go gonna... ahead. We're all perverts in here right now.
Yeah. Guilty.
Well, I can't wait until tomorrow. Well, it is tomorrow, but 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm on my way.
Is that Sandman's real back?
Yes,
it sure is.
Is he tattooed from head to toe?
He's a back of a
dark,
tatted, and dangerous.
He's dangerous?
Yeah.
Well, sign me up.
Wow.
Oh man, I just had a delightful mint, vanilla mint chocolate cupcake.
Wow.
You guys are in the chat, right?
Yeah, I'm in the chat.
I want to try to get this as a sponsor. If I ever get a legit radio show and get sponsors, mm-hmm. I want to get sponsored by Bliss Edibles.
By what?
Yeah, BlissEdibles.com.
Oh.
Hmm. They also have the peanut butter cup chocolate cupcake, which is great, too.
Like funny bones, kind of.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
You never had funny bones?
No.
Wow. Funny bones are great.
Listen.
They're chocolate
cupcake
with cupcakes with peanut butter inside. But they're shaped kind of like ding-dongs.
This is what I'm talking about. Peanut butter cookie cake. That is where it's at right there. The peanut butter cookie cake. Oh, you enlarge the photo and it's just, oh, you can reach out and grab it. It's like in 3D.
Yummy, yummy cartery blockers, right?
Oh, I think it's all. It's probably all organic. Yeah, it's got ganja in it. It's good for you. It's green. It's got weed in it. It's green. God, they're so tasty too. There should be a rule against making edible stuff taste good, because you just want to eat more and you just get more high and you're just like, fuck.
So you just want to eat more and get more high.
Yeah, it's perpetual. It's horrible. It's torture. But it's damn good. It's really good. So
yeah.
Ladies, where should we start?
I don't know where you want to start.
Where do you always start?
I can't talk. Well, I smoked so many cigarettes today. This is ridiculous. I'm supposed to be quitting.
Are you stressed out about something?
Disgusting. No, I got a little irritated today. My brother's girlfriend calling me and freaking out because he got another girlfriend. And she posted it on her Facebook. Like you guys were talking earlier, the Facebook
ouch.
Busted.
Ooh. Bingo. There's some of the collateral damage of the social networking age.
My brother's new to Facebook, and I don't think he realizes, like, that everybody can see. Like, if he's friends with one person and they go, they could see what he, like, I don't think he knows all that. So she was crying and freaking out, and oh, it was just ridiculous. Like, I don't really have man problems except for where my man is.
Mm-hmm. Where is your man right now?
An SCI Housedale prison.
He's in an FBI prison?
It's called SCI Housedale.
I have no idea what that means.
It's a prison.
Okay. So, he's in lockdown. He's not available.
Yeah. No. That's why you don't remember me saying that? Like, everybody really kind of knows that already. That's why when I say that I'm a reborn virgin, or I say stuff that I don't do, because I don't. He's been gone for almost 9 months, and I've been a pretty good girl. I don't cheat on him.
Wow. It's very admirable.
Thank you. It makes me feel good.
Well, something's got to make you feel good, right? Oh, it's okay. We all have our... You know what? I went that long without getting laid. Not by choice, but I survived.
Yeah.
It's always phone fun. You can, you know...
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of chicks claim that they're that bitch, they're the bad bitch and all that stuff, and you can't totally claim that unless you really are what you say.
Well, we lost TG there. She said her phone...
Yeah, I know, she lied and said that her phone died.
Sorry to hear that, PG. Uh-oh.
You don't have a charger? Should be on the charger then.
Yeah. Charge it, baby. Plug it into the wall. Plug it, baby.
No, what happened? Mine died the last time.
I'm going to play some more burners here. I got to go take a whiz.
Thanks. That was great. Go ahead. Go take a whiz. Play a song.
Hang tight here for a second. I'll be right back. This is some more from the burners right here. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Blows out dust with the finest of kush. Tell them Zumbi in the house with a permanent mush. Me mugging with my melon. Suckers wanna tangle, known to go in trance, do a band stop to single. Getting it is simple, flipping the house. Got a feeling the economy, permanent slouch. Flow cool as a medulla, keep a jewel in my mouth. Spit the truth and be out, remove rumors and doubt.
It's just another day, where the players play grease to the humidity. Can you feel me?
Flows are serious, titanium plated. Brought my whole clique with me, we finally made it. New back in 82, I was dedicated. So I had to go and do what this land created. On a train it faded from the center of the beast. Contact when we bomb rap flooding the streets. I'm a freak when it comes to the beat. Shit is deep, it's a wreck, psychotherapy, the bang in the Jeep.
It's just another day here with the biggest play creep through the hood
with
me. Can you feel me?
Keep the stress, I ain't banging a set. Got iller concepts that are nothing but breath to get. Real sick in the city of Seth. So I radiate, lied every step that I'm blessed. Prepped, primed and ready, thoughts are steady. Got conspiracy on mind like how they broke the levy. Yeah, real conscious, busting the bunkers. Exposed hypocrites, can't be your accomplice.
It's just another day here with the biggest play creeps through the
hood with
me. Can you feel it?
Big bang like the 4th of July. Freedom, liberty, power gets spit in the eye. Fly, free jack, all city rewired. Train walls and store skyscraping the sides. Fly, and reside, serious ties. Rat race, see the fat face, get it and glide. Pride, gonna melt when the wax is felt. Got you bitten, get the house when them cards are dealt.
It's just another day here with the biggest play creep through the hood with me. Can you feel me?
It's just another day, it's just another day.
It's just another day.
not to be confused with two shorts just another day. That was Oakland's The Burners. Just another day. So things are getting pretty hot and heavy in the chat room here, it looks like. Lady Slugger, are you witnessing this?
Reap is quite the playboy now, ain't he? He's all sexual and stuff. Read it out loud so the listeners can hear it. He said, without taking my dick out, turn you completely on your stomach while lying flat on the bed, I straddle your leg so you can move as I push.
Yeah, it sounds better when you read it.
Oh, yeah, but your voice is so much more, you know, porno-ish.
Hey, don't sell yourself short, Lady Slugga. You do a pretty good porn voice yourself.
Do I?
Yes, absolutely. Miss PG is having the big O right now, though, I think.
Your chat room's a big orgy right now.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. People took the name of my show literally. All you have to do is put the word sex in the name of your show, and people are... Friday Night Party Sexy Time has turned into people just interpret that as, oh, we can just like have cyber sex in the chat room.
I'm looking at your listeners in the listening panel. Hey,
yeah.
Xiaomi, I wish your picture was a little bigger so we can see like who you are. I'm looking at them. You got a lot of listeners. Some of your listeners followed from the sidebar.
Uh-huh.
And now he says, push myself deeper inside you, massaging your back and neck as I stroke your pussy.
Pussy. Your pussy.
Pussy. Go ahead, Reaper. We're still listening or reading.
Yeah, we will continue to read here. We like to.
Oh, look at this cute little picture down here.
This is. What little picture? What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the listeners in the listeners panel.
Mhm.
And there was a little kid in there.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
No. Well, you know, people put their kids' pictures.
I hope so. I hope no like underage kids are tuning into my show and I say like an F bomb or something. Much less I like seducing people
their
on the internet.
Their mother walks in the room and they're twiddling with their self listening to
this. Exactly. Doesn't go over well.
It's not your fault.
I know, I can't help it.
It's like, well, what time is it where you are? Is it the same time? It's almost 3 o'clock.
It's almost, no, it's almost midnight here.
Oh, shit. It's almost 3 in the morning where I am. It's that pathetic.
Yeah.
But I can't sleep the night before I go visit my man because I'm too wired.
Ooh, yeah.
I got to still do my hair yet and pick out my clothes and all that stuff.
Pack your vibrator.
Yeah, right. Them COs don't like me there as it is. All I have to do is try to get in with a toy, I can imagine.
They got plenty of them there. Their don't ask, don't tell about everything.
That what?
Their don't ask, don't tell about everything.
Thank you, very nice.
They be on us, though. They watch like, to make sure people aren't doing stuff. And they always seem, the one CEO always comes up to me, and, like, the last time she was telling me that I was trying to show my man my boob. Like, who does that? Like, I don't know. I know that there's guys in there that get off on that, but I'm not going to risk my visits just to show him my boob. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm going to show him my boob, and then he's surrounded by all men. Right now. That's ridiculous.
Can we get off your boobs? I'm tired of being on your boobs.
Thank you, very nice.
So now he says, sweat and so heavy that it's running off me and down your ass crack. I slow down, still not ready to come yet. I lay on your back and pump slow.
That sounds pretty hot.
And then he says, I'm tired of typing. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Fucking liar. Your hands are probably greased up right now.
Mine are.
He says, I bet they are. They were greased up already in the sidebar.
Yeah, they were totally. Thank you. You revealed my secret.
You told us already when you went to watch TG's video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dave-O's in there.
What's up, Dave?
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, Dave. Feel free to call in, Dave. 347-826-7667. The door's always open
ladies,
for you, bro.
It is Lady Slugga on the line, too. Well, I'm sure
That's
you know
right.
my voice already anyway, so. You can't hear me,
it's
too, in my tips.
The wonderful, the talented, the lovely, the sexual, the sensual Lady Slugga. Slugging it out here with me.
Chewing on vegetable crisp. You can't hear me chewing them, can you?
Yeah, totally.
I'm trying to suck on them to make them soggy.
I like when you suck. It sounds cool. It's a great effect.
Really? Did you ever eat vegetable crisp? They're pretty good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have any in front of me. I just had a vanilla mint chocolate cupcake Bliss edibles cupcake. I'm going to be for the
Bliss
second.
Edibles. Does that mean that they have chronic in them?
Thank you. Very nice.
So is that a yes?
Yes.
That's great. And you can
Didn't
order
you go
them
to the
online?
Link? I put the link in the chat room earlier.
Well,
you
like you said,
the...
I didn't see it. You right
to
the
wall. Yeah, your eyes are too big.
But you can order them for real online?
You can order anything you want, baby.
Yeah, but for real? Like,
just Google it.
I went, there's a site called Serenity Now. Did you ever hear that?
No.
That is like, what do you call it? It's supposed to be like the next best thing to herb, but it's legal. And they suggest that people that have to take piss tests smoke that instead of reefer. And, like, honest to God, like, I didn't believe it. So I tried it one time, and I was blazed out of my face. I could not believe that it did what it did. But it could have been just me because I don't smoke no more. Like, where I am is like the desert, so I don't get that privilege. And everybody on all the other radio shows always rub it in my face.
Yeah. All right, we have another caller, 704, joining us. You're on the air.
Yo, what's going on, Vince? Boy, Dave, motherfucking O.
Dave MFO in Lay Building.
What's going on, man?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
What's going on, Lay Slug?
Nothing. Just, I can't sleep because I'm going to visit Slugger tomorrow. I'm getting picked up at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, shit.
So.
Plus, she's on math.
Plus what?
Nothing.
I heard what he said. That was fucked up.
What'd he say?
Nothing. I'm wasted.
What did he say, Dave?
I said I'm
you
wasted.
Ain't here. I ain't telling
my
you.
My name's not Dave.
No, I asked him what you said, Vince.
Oh, you were there. You heard it.
I didn't hear it.
You're gonna have to listen on the archive then. Missed it.
I hope it wasn't bad.
Big ups to Miss PG hanging in here. It's got to be, what, like 2 in the morning over there? We're going into our second hour here on your Friday Night Party Sexy Time Show, which has now turned into your Saturday Morning Party Sexy Time Show. We're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. It's yours truly, Vincent the Bay, here with Lady Slugga and Dave Motherfucking O.
There's another female in the chat room that says, girl from Detroit. I wonder if she's going to join the porno that's going on in the chat room. Oh, Reese is over. He had to go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, he's got to cool off for a second. He was getting down to there. Hey, girl from Detroit, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you involved with the program here. Feel free to call in if you'd like. It's 347-826-7667.
Please do. As Mrs. PG said that her phone died.
Yeah.
That's why she's not here no more.
I know what that means.
She might have dropped it in the toilet. Or dropped it because Rita was so good.
I got some vintage PG for you.
Okay. Wait, somebody said that was Adrian. Oh, wow, my fault, my bad.
What was that? Now we're pretending that she's in the room?
What's so scary?
What is that? Is that she's not really in the room. You're just playing her or something? Recorded her and you're playing her?
Yeah, this is vintage PG.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever, Lady Slugger, do you ever listen to Bobblehead, the late night?
No.
Oh,
if you ever listen to
good,
if you ever listen to
good
it, we'll
time.
Be here and we'll go on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, this is my early.
Did you hear that?
Just like my earliest experience as a BTR. I'm like, I fucking love this BTR shit.
Oh, like, oh my god.
You heard it here live.
Okay. You're crazy. And a little creepy at that.
I'll be right back.
I got a little woman, she ain't very tall. She says she loves me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my boss. Around, I have a lot of fun. She always whispers to me softly, "That Bo Diddley, you the one." Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Sure enough, I hold her in my arms. I kiss her real gentle. She said, I'm feeling real rare. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start those after me one day. telephone and called a poet home. He said, hey, little boy, you better let my daughter know. I says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, her mother got mad and started to jump and shout. They started to run down there and have the cops to carry me out. I says, oh, yeah. She said, mm-hmm. I says, oh, yeah. Her papa said, sure enough. I says, but I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her.
All right, I'm back. It's your Friday night now, Saturday morning Party Sexy Time program with your host Vince in the Bay. We've got our second hour starting off here. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm joined by Lady Slugga and Dave.
Dave, are you still there or did you hang up?
I'm still here. shit. PG gonna get you, bruh.
Oh, PG doesn't care. She knows
where
that I'm just. If anything, it's a great plug for her. Literally, a vintage plug. That's what it should be. Like when somebody like goes on a TV show and says, "Oh, I have something I want to plug here," and it should just be like, they should just like fuck something on stage.
Oh shit, I need to be leaving for work.
Sandman's laughing out loud. Or he's ha ha haing a lot. That can't be good. That means he's going to go in again in a second here. So yeah, Slugger, that is my ringtone, ironically. All 21 minutes of it.
21 minutes. You timed it.
Well, I had to cut it down. I cut it out of the original show, which was like 2.5 hours long.
She was moaning for 2.5 hours. Damn, Reba. You're good.
Not on that
life.
Show. Not on that program. That program, it was only 21 minutes. On other programs, it was pretty much.
Wow.
Those were the heady. Those were days, though.
That
things
shit,
were wild.
I way
times were crazy.
What?
That ain't shit. I've seen webcam footage. So.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's the thing is they were doing what they were doing, like the Yahoo cam webcam thing at the same time. So you're watching it while it was being broadcast. It's pretty hot, actually.
Okay, where's that link at?
Shout out to PG for doing that.
Oh my God, there was like a little period of time there where they were getting it in like that, pretty much every other night. You know, for a couple of weeks they were doing that thing. That was getting pretty naughty, pretty raw, for a long time too.
Damn,
so
it's cold.
BTR
out.
Used to be rated X, huh?
BTR is still rated X. You just got a high.
That was the real party sexy time, kids. This is just, we're just living it up here, reminiscing off memory bliss, if you know what I'm saying.
I guess I came around a little too late.
Not really.
You might still be able to get. We might still be able to get one more show out of her one day.
Mm. Where is she now? She's not even chatting in the chat room. She's sleeping.
She's out.
I cannot wait until she hears this archive tomorrow.
Why? She's listening right now. She's listening to her right now.
But she's not chatting. I'm sure she would have said something.
She's been on. I've played it before. It's not the first time I've played that.
Oh. My bad. I didn't hear you. I guess I hear myself chewing.
You are chewing a lot. I noticed that, but I kind of tuned it out a while ago.
I love veggie chips.
Yeah. Are you a very oral person?
Very oral? Yeah, I guess.
Very oral.
Used to be, anyway.
Well, soon will be. You're going to be reunited with your stud bull.
It doesn't mean that I'm going to go visit him and suck cock on visit.
Why not? Don't they have like a little room where you can like fuck for like
no,
you give it to you for like 10
minutes?
That's
conjugal visits if you're married. We're not married. Our contact visits is in a room with everybody else. That would be one big, huge orgy. And
that'd be pretty hot, actually.
My house sale is not allowing that to happen.
Dude, get that on pay-per-view. You're set. Oh, boy, Sandman's going in again. What's he talking about now? As we walk holding hands, we look at each other the moment our eyes meet. We both know what's next. So far from home, we need to.
Yes, tell me. Tell me more.
And to be continued.
He's not in there right now, so I guess this is for me.
This is sort of for you.
Oh, girl from Detroit's in there, but he doesn't know her yet. That would be awkward.
At this point, everything's awkward, but at the same time, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, sugar.
Okay, go ahead, Reaper. Say more. Tell me more.
All right, as he unveils more here to us, I'm going to take a little break here and leave you guys with some... leanings here from our good friend Sir Too Short. 347-826-7667. Give me a call. Be right back.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that plum. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the fuck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, but with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Trey. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. Your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand
it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Brooklyn where the young kids fight me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Sorry, you can't fuck with that. Blow the whistle. Too short. On your Friday night party sexy time, which is now, of course, your Saturday. I didn't name the show right. It should have been Friday night / Saturday morning party sexy time with your host, Vince in the Bay, kicking it with Lady Slugga and my man, Dave. We got in the chat room the Sandman, Damn Radio, Girl from Detroit, Lady Slugger, and Mrs. PG. Lady Slugger. What are you talking about in the chat room here? Please elaborate.
Sandman says your panties send you over the swing looking at your creamy light ass. I enter you, I hear a sound of release as I push deeper. I said, hold it still for a second. Not too deep yet. Short, quick strokes tease me a little.
Okay. How do you like to be teased?
What did I wear as PGs? Ow. Get my pillow all propped up here.
Okay. Good kicking with y'all. I gotta go to work.
Ooh.
Have a good night. Don't work too hard.
Yeah, Dave. Hey, man. Thanks for coming through, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Y'all take it easy. I'll catch y'all on the next go around.
All right, man. Until next time, my compadre.
Bye.
There you go. Dave motherfucking O. Calling in.
Bye, buddy.
That was great.
He always gives me comments on my Facebook page.
Really? He's stalking you?
No, he don't stalk me. He has a girlfriend. He's just really nice.
Uh-huh. And you have a boyfriend. I get it. Or a husband or whatever you have.
Yeah, but Mayan can't go to Facebook and see what I say. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. Who knows? Like, I know I'm a girl myself, so I know how girls get when it comes to
stuff.
Does
your
like
dude
that.
Know you're on BTR like this?
Not like this.
What does he know? What does what
he knows that I'm
know?
On
what
PTR
does he know?
Though. He knows that I moved 20 minutes closer to him versus 3.5 hours. Mm. He knows that I gave up my little business that I had to be here because I couldn't keep a tab on things 3.5 hours away.
Mm.
And he knows that I'm being faithful and all that.
All right, so Sandman continues here. While I'm stroking your sweet, soft pussy, we can hear the cars as they pass by with the thought of someone seeing we get in more into it. What?
Okay. Reefa, why does it take you so long to come out and say that now? You should just be typing away. Typing away. You're thinking of it.
I'm totally thinking of it.
My boyfriend's kind of, he's not so, like, behind closed doors, he's open with shit, but he doesn't, like, he's not totally into the freakazoid shit. And he definitely, like, a lot of guys like two girls together, he doesn't like it. At all. Like with me, he likes to keep me to himself. one time we were in the store and I seen a chick and I was like, oh no. I was like, watch, when she, as soon as she sees me, she's going to come and give me a kiss and tell me she misses me. And this is before I knew he would react the way that he did. And I was like, yeah, she, you know, she's a lesbian. She really likes me. She always hits on me when we're at the club or anything like that. And he damn near had a stroke. He was like, she better not touch you when she comes in the store. So when she came in, she did exactly what I said she was going to do. She kissed me. And then he had an attitude, like, for the rest of the day. He was like, oh, if you get down with a chick, that's still cheating. Like, he's, like, totally not with that at all.
Totally.
And, you know, I'm not ashamed.
So Sandman's continuing here.
Okay, what do you say?
You get louder and louder.
You probably meant louder. I get louder and louder as I pump faster.
You get louder and louder as I pump faster and faster. We into each other that we forget we are outside. I turn you around on the swing and I place both your legs over my shoulder so I can feel all of you.
I never got fucked on a swing before.
Well, there's something you can try someday.
I've done it on the rooftop of a movie theater.
That's hot.
Yep, sure did. Smoking a blunt.
Oh, yeah. So did that PG moaning get you kind of hot?
No, not really. I mean, did it get you hot? Well, of course it did. It's your ringtone.
It always gets me hot. Always gets me hard every time.
Oh, really?
I don't even have to get all the way through the 20 minutes, 21 minutes.
Sam Radio's here, but he's sleeping, and he said that he's watching G.I. Joe, I think, on that movie channel.
Mm.
Did you go to that movie channel yet?
No, I don't do. I don't watch much. I watch the news channels, and I watch C-SPAN, and I watch Bloomberg TV, and I watch sometimes I watch Comedy Central. That's about the Weather Channel and the History Channel. That's it.
The girl from Detroit said, wow, this conversation is very interesting, guys.
Oh, this is a conversation? My bad. Oh, are we on the air? Oh, my God. I feel so embarrassed. I thought we were still playing a song. I thought this is actually what you're hearing here. Is this the Insider Extreme Edition? It's where you hear us banter in between topics and songs.
Wow, he says, I pull out your titties so I can suck on them. I turn around and notice someone watching, but it doesn't stop us. It only excites me even more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for...
You're a bad, bad boy, Reba.
Naughty, naughty, naughty boy. We're going to have to spank you. Girl from Detroit, call in. We've got 35 minutes remaining. Plenty of time to take your call and fulfill your deepest desires and fantasies. It's 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Banger with you.
I got a dime.
What?
I got to dye my hair. My roots, I have gray hair a little bit, so I have to cover them up before I go tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really noticeable?
Not really noticeable, but for me they are, and he's younger than me. He's a lot younger than me, actually. So, you know, I just don't want to.
Cougar on the prowl, me row.
Yeah, he's younger than me.
You go, girl. Take care of business.
Yeah, his brain though, his mind is so much older than his age. Like he's really got a good head on his shoulders. Even though he's where he is right now, and I know that sounds a little weird, but it's hard for me to explain the situation and why he's where he is. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's nothing to do with weapons or drugs. He was accused of inciting a riot.
Inciting a riot?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Inciting a riot. Thank you. Yeah, he got accused of that. And
I hope someone was indicted eventually, though.
But
thank you, very nice.
Yeah, but that's what he got blamed for, and he already did time for it. He was out on parole, and they brought it back up. They said other people were hurt, and they acted like he was fucking Hulk, the Hulk or something, and like they really didn't give him a chance to speak his side of the whole thing, like as far as self-defense, and because he's a little, I mean, his nickname is Slugger, you know what I mean? So he's not a punk by any means. So he fought his battles, and the people that got beat up couldn't take it. But they made it out to be so much more. And not only that, like, it was a little bit racist. Actually, a lot racist. The jury selection was ridiculous. And believe it or not, the fucking, one of the jurors, I went to the jury selection, and one of the jurors sent me a friend request on MySpace.
Oh.
And when we said something to the judge and his lawyer, like, nothing was done about it.
Hmm.
Like, nobody gave a crap.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it was. And it was ridiculous. They sentenced him 7 to 18 years. His parole or his appeal is in 2, where he might do just 4. So it sucks. At first, I went absolutely crazy. I mean, really crazy, hospital crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Kind of like having a bomb dropped on you.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like, okay. Wow, that is a violin.
Baby,
All right, I'm back with Lady Slugger. I'm sorry I cut you off, Lady Slugger. I had to duck out for a second there, and I was afraid that if I... Not that if I walked away, you probably wouldn't even noticed, but I had to step out for a second. And I didn't want to cut you off, but I did.
Yeah, but I'm back.
And since I've been gone, you've gotten pretty busy here in the chat room. I came back and you were like, you're beautiful and glowing and sweaty and glistening and harder than ever before.
Yeah, because of what he said. Read what he said.
He said a lot, too. Do we even want to go into what he said? My God.
He said, staring at my beautiful glowing... Hold up. Let me go back up. He said, staring at my beautiful glowing skin in the night makes his dick harder than it ever was before. That's why I said, wow, beautiful and glowing, sweaty and glistening, harder than ever before, ever, 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 ever. And then that's when I said, did I bore you, Vince? He just cut me off like that, shaking my head. At first you played a violin, though, and then you cut me off.
No, I didn't mean to. I don't even remember. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I forgot what I cut you off about, and then I got into your back and forth with Doc the Sandman Reaper, and it kind of distracted me.
And then he says, "As your long black hair waves in the breeze, I pull you down and grab a handful while you're fucking this dick. Then I pull you on your knees as I get behind you." Your arch, your ass up high so I can enter you once again. I grab your hair as I push your head down so I can get more.
And what's your, what do you say to that? What do you say to that?
Get more dick inside you. I reach around you so I can rub your clit as I pound you from the back.
Does that make you
hot? What do I say about that?
Well, yeah, what do you say about that?
Let me go get my batteries.
Yeah, go for it, baby. Do what you gotta do. I had a girlfriend that used to get really excited every time she saw AA batteries. She was always in need of AA batteries, and they got associated with what they were used for.
Yeah, well,
kind of hot, actually.
Because
for a while I was working at a sound and communications company. We had batteries, like industrial grade batteries that we just got rid of all the time, just because everything you send out has to have a fresh battery. So we just throw away batteries that have barely even been used. Instead of throwing them away, just take them. And I would just, like, load up on AA batteries, and she would just she'd get really wet. It's hot.
He's done. He said, fuck, my hand's cramping. Sorry, hope that's enough, LOL.
Ooh, he shot his load, huh? Finally climaxed.
I'm not done yet. I was just getting the batteries.
Oh, hey, Georgia Bell joining us now. Welcome, Georgia Bell. Of course, we have a girl from Detroit, Mrs. PG. Looks like she's snoring over there.
Yes.
The Sandman Reaper has been entertaining us here in the chat.
I cannot believe that this girl actually figured out how to use the heater in my bathroom.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, there you go. There it is.
I didn't know you had to turn both things on to get it to work. I thought you just had to turn the switch on that said heater. Not heater and fan.
Mm-hmm. So Sandman Reaper confirms that that's his back on his dick. That's pretty impressive.
I love his back on that pick.
Yeah, it's intense.
Not only the tap, just the way that it looks. It's all big and big.
It is pretty big.
Hey, yo, kitty man. That's my cat.
Oh, Georgia Bell, we could talk politics if you want. It's not a dirty show if you don't want it to be. We could talk politics. I'm perfectly happy with getting a political debate. I have no problem whatsoever.
Not in the chat room right now. So
she's gone.
Say?
God damn it.
What happened? What'd she say?
She was I think I put on the thing on BTRS News. It's on
He died.
Because you know when you schedule a show, it defaults to news, and I just didn't change it.
What the hell kind of news is you get at 3? Oh, I keep forgetting the times are different.
This is called Friday Night Party Sexy Time. I thought it was a political show. My bad. Yeah, no, this is not to be confused with your Friday Night Party Sexy Time political show. But I would totally talk politics with her. Like, if you wanted to talk politics right now, I would hash it out with you. I have my own take on shit. I have my own opinion. I can get into it. We can mash it up. I'm pretty informed. I'm a semi-news junkie.
I'm not by the computer right now. I'm in the bathroom. She left the... What? What did you say?
You're in the bathroom? What are you doing?
I'm brushing my hair.
Ooh. the hair down there?
No. The hair in my head. I really have to dye my roots. They look really crazy. I'm going to go in there and they... Like, damn, your girl has gray hair. Ow. My hair looks crazy.
Interesting.
Go ahead, say what you're saying.
No, you were going to finish the thought there, what you were going to say?
No, I was just talking about my hair.
Oh. Oh, well, we have plenty of time to talk about your hair. We have 20 more minutes to talk about your hair if you want. No problem.
No, we don't have
What about
to.
The hair down there? What is it? Do you have any hair down there?
That's hilarious. Actually, to be truthful, yes, I do.
Like what? Like a little landing strip, or is it like a jungle down there? What are we talking about?
It's not a jungle. You're hilarious. No, it's not a jungle. It's just like, you know, being that I'm not with anybody right now, I really don't...
You don't maintain it that much.
I don't fuss with it that much
it's
because
not,
there's really no
yeah,
need for me.
Uh-huh.
So when I go
you
visit
know, in
him,
other words, it's code for you don't shave.
No. I trim and stuff like that, but it's not bald. There's no need for me to. And when I go visit him, he kind of likes to see the fist imprint. So, yeah. How's that news for you, Georgia lady?
Thank you, very nice.
Oh my God, this dye is ridiculous. I cannot believe it. Whose hair is this gonna dye?
I really wish Georgia Bell would have given us a shot here. I would have totally talked about politics with her because the elections are coming up. In what state are you in?
I'm in PA. Pennsylvania.
PA, there's a big Senate race going on. For you, it's Sestak versus, I don't even know the Republican guy.
I don't know.
It's going to be a tight race. You guys got Governor Ed Rendell, very charismatic older gentleman. Girl from Detroit. She's got some elections coming up in Michigan, I'm sure. Pretty much all congressmen are up for election.
Oh my God! Look at this
crap. Unbelievable.
Out here in California, we have Prop 19 that's being proposed in California. If it passes, it will decriminalize possession or use for recreational purposes or personal use of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
If that passes, then it's basically Amsterdam here, kids. Come on by.
Yeah, but that'll only be for their benefit. Like, I mean, it'll be legal so people won't get in trouble. You know what I mean? But still, now they're going to make money on it.
Well, of course. They're going to get tax benefits from it, and they're gonna regulate it and stuff, and they're going to make them pay all these fees and stuff. And they're already, the city of San Jose is already trying to sneak in some a measure to tax them an additional 10%, because they already operate as in San Jose operate as cannabis dispensaries, but just for medical use. And they pay sales tax just like anybody else. You know, it's like almost 10% in California, and San Jose sneaks this little thing on the ballot that adds an additional 10% to the cannabis dispensaries. It's just like, and that's just to
get.
What
do you got to do? Can you ask your doctor? Like for instance, mm-hmm. I have an aneurysm in my left carotid artery. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I've had it for quite a long time now. They had me on all different kinds of medication, which I don't take because, like, the one medicine is called Topamax that they had me on, and it makes my entire face and my hands numb. So I don't take it. Like, that's not how I don't want to feel that way. You know what I mean? But if I smoke a blunt, or even if I smoke a bowl or a joint, it makes my headaches go away. So you think, like, if I just went to my doctor and be like, yo, if I smoke, I don't have headaches, you think you would give me a prescription for it? Or do they have to be like, oh, you have to be dying of cancer or something like that?
Well, let's see. You're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
You guys don't have any law for it. Alaska, California, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. Those are the states that have some form of medicinal marijuana in one way or another.
Like, I wonder how I would do that.
You just go to that state and you go see a doctor. In California, oh my God, it's so easy. It's ridiculous. Like
if I got permission from a doctor there and I lived out here, it would apply for me then?
No, you could get it here, but you would still be under the if you brought it back to Pennsylvania with you, it would, you know, if you got caught with it, you'd be subject to whatever the laws are in Pennsylvania. But if
I
you
know
stayed
that
here,
discussing it in Pennsylvania. You know
really?
What I mean? Like,
yeah, probably.
I read a
I think,
few things about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of states are proposing it. Pennsylvania's got a lot of industrial cities, a lot of progressive, forward-thinking people. And even conservative people are becoming more, like, socially libertarian. So they're basically a little more, they're not as socially conservative. And they're getting laxed on, like, homosexuality and drug use and medical marijuana and a lot of like personal social issues.
I think it's dumb how they treat some things the way that they do, like even cigarettes, like how much cigarettes are and versus
oh, yeah.
40 you can buy for a dollar.
In New York, it's insane. A pack of cigarettes in New York is like $10.
I know.
Insanity.
And generic cigarettes are like $6.
Pure insanity.
Yeah. Yeah,
people like punch you if you ask them to bum a cigarette in New York.
And it's crazy because out here, like a pack of Newports is $6. And like, I don't know, when it comes to people asking me for a cigarette, I never say no because I know what it feels like to not have one. Yeah. It means I always like, yeah, here you go. You know, I never say no.
Such a kind, warm soul.
You know. Damn, I can't believe this little bitch ass bottle of dye. Unbelievable. $7 for this shit. I couldn't even dye my cat's fur with this little ass bottle.
And she's supposed to add water or something?
No, you never add water to dye.
Oh.
It's a little tiny, little tiny. You know the container? Like, they give you a container to mix it into? You know the little container that you get with the cheese and crackers? The little red butter knife thing that they give you to spread the cheese on the cracker? That's how big it is.
Mm.
Bastards. My roots just look really horrible. I can't believe how gray my hair got. Oh, being a girl. It's ridiculous.
Your hair always looks really dark in all your pictures I've seen.
Yeah, it is dark, but like by my ears and like in the center right now. Them pictures that are up are maybe a month or two old. So, like, within a month or two, my hair is, like, turning gray. Not, like, really gray, like old lady. It's just, like, I can see little streaks. It looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I just said I'm a girl.
Sandman saying, as soon as the show ends, he's going to wake up his girl. He got all worked up by talking naughty in our chat room. Now he's going to go, like, pound his girlfriend.
Tell her I said you're welcome.
Exactly. Tell her to listen to the archives of this show.
Yeah, that would be great. I would have a stroke.
I'm sorry, what? You rather what?
I would have a stroke.
Oh, I thought you said you would rather stroke.
No, I would have a stroke.
Oh. Yeah. No, that wouldn't be good.
I'm a member on another website that's called JPay. Did you ever hear of that?
No, what's that?
It's a website, like, it's mostly all women where their men are incarcerated, and we all cry and talk about all types of stuff that's going on within the system and our men being in prison. One of the ladies was talking today about her husband, not her boyfriend, her husband had a lady friend that was writing him letters, and she didn't feel comfortable with that. And he mailed his wife the letters that this other chick was writing and told him that he cut it off, he's not talking to her no more, blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing she says is that the chick went and visited him behind their backs. And I told her, honey, it wasn't behind your back because she has to be approved. He has to send her name and all her information in, and she has to be approved to visit. So it wasn't behind anybody's back. It was actually in your face. And I can't imagine. Like, every time I go visit him, I ask him, did anybody else come and see you? Because if I ever find out another chick goes to visit him, I will have a stroke.
That's not very sexy.
What, having a stroke?
No. It's supposed to be a sexy show. Hello. Everybody, you're talking about strokes, you know, this G, what's her name, G.A., but Georgia Bell wants to talk politics. You know, what do you people not get about Party Sexy Time? What do you not understand about that?
It's only me and you, man. Nobody else is paying attention to us right now.
Just finally, I was wondering how I was going to get you alone somewhere.
Ooh, we're all alone. I'm dyeing my hair.
Yeah, that's just hot. You gotta get the webcam up.
Yeah. I'm not by the laptop. My laptop has a built-in cam.
We want to see the behind the scenes of Lady Slugga getting ready for her man, Mr. Slugga.
I know, it's probably like.
Do you have a personal little vibrator called Little Slugga?
No, my vibrator is kind of, it's a big one, biggin.
Big Slugga.
I don't like it though. I don't like it. The lady at the Playtime Boutique is a big fat liar. Next time I buy one, I'm gonna make them demonstrate.
Oh, nice.
Prove it to
yeah.
me.
I should get that on video. All
right. Will you please show me that this works before I spend $45 on a
yeah,
rubber
prove
penis?
Prove it.
And then they make a big buzz about the little butterfly thing, the little mm-hmm. pocket vibrator. That's a bunch mm-hmm. of crap, too. That shit better be hooked up to a generator.
Jeez.
Takes a 6-volt battery that you can't even buy nowhere. You gotta go to Lowe's.
You gotta jump start it off your car battery.
You gotta go to Lowe's and buy a battery for your vibrator. Who does that?
Well, I want to thank the chat room. The Sandman Reaper.
Thanks, we love you.
Yeah, thanks. Girl from Detroit's awake. I thought I was going to have my way with Lady Slugga, but Girl from Detroit said, hey, I'm listening, so I backed off. I don't want any witnesses.
No witnesses.
All I can say is that...
Reaper, we're going to try to gangbang me.
That Mr. Slugga is a lucky man. It's too bad he can't get a little Slugga time with his lady.
Oh, yeah, he's lucky. I'm a good girl. But he's so worth it. Like, mm-hmm. not for nothing. Like, jokes outside, he's so worth it. And my conscience is a motherfucker. Like, I would feel so guilty. I wouldn't be able to go visit him knowing that I fucked with somebody. And you know, when he first got locked up, he told me to do me. And it pissed me off that he told me that.
Mm.
I was just so willing, ready to just give me away.
Anyways, we got to get it. Speaking of away, we have to go away now. This is Vince in the Bay. Thanking you all. Damn Radio, Girl from Detroit, Lady Slugga, Mrs. PG, the Sandman, the Reaper. For coming through to my Friday night sexy party, or excuse me, Friday night party sexy time show, which
sorry,
is now
Georgia Lady, that it wasn't news.
Yeah, you know, Georgia Lady, I wish you would have just hung out a little bit, or Georgia Bell.
Georgia Bell, he would have hung up on me if you stayed.
Yeah, we could have gotten into politics there for a second, and then had some sexiness. But oh well, maybe next time. All right. Thank you, Lady Slugga. I will catch you all later. And remember, kids, it's not a crime. Peace.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Jobber charges! The fire and the power, you know?
Naturalization, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time. Press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime! In your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime!
Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime! Let the
Natural.